Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:02 in the a.m. college basketball season. Oh, I can't wait. University of Maryland, they kick off their 102nd season on tomorrow as they host Old Dominion at 2 o'clock. And joining us right now, head basketball coach for the Terps, Mark Turgeon. What's going on, coach?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Doing well. Amidst all the madness and craziness, it's just, you know, I know life has to seem like you resume normal just a tad bit when you tip off for the first time tomorrow.
Yeah, I think just being back on the court, you know, with the players and practicing full speed, it's kind of made life feel somewhat normal. You know, we're still wearing masks, which is the right thing to do as coaches, and but it still feels great to be out there. So I think, you know, tomorrow at 2 o'clock it's going to, you know, be a great feeling for a lot of people as we finally get to tip off the new season.
Hey, Coach, exciting to see Baltimore kid get taken with the 10th overall pick. I'm talking about Jalen Smith, obviously. He's gone, but who's returning to this team?
Yeah, first of all, we were really happy for Jalen. Obviously, he's a great kid, as you guys know, and great family. And I came here, and all he did was work hard for me and get better and better. So, you know, we were extremely happy for him, and I think it's a great situation for him out in Phoenix. And like I said, I think Jalen's kind of built for today's NBA, so I think he's going to have a great career out there. But, yeah, we got to, you know, you just don't replace Jalen. You don't replace Anthony Cowan. Those guys were two great players for us, all league players, obviously. But we have a lot of we have a little more depth, I think, than we had last year. We brought in a couple transfers, one from the ACC, Jarius Hamilton, and one from the Southeast Conference, and Galen Smith. Two big bodies that are ready to help us right away. And then, you know, Chole Merrill's gotten better, Akeem Hart's gotten better, Dante Scott's gotten better. Really across the board, guys have gotten better. So we feel good about our depth. I had a couple freshman guards that'll help us too. So, yeah, we'll see. It's been really competitive in practice. We got a group that likes to compete and get after it. So it's been a lot of fun coaching them so far.
And, of course, Coach, we know how it went last year after winning the Big Ten championship, not being able to participate in the postseason, and after no NCAA tournament last year. Do you think this one-city solution is the right move in order to preserve the tournament coming up this March, hopefully?
Well, I think, you know, really where you are is you're just trying to follow what the doctors say, follow the protocol, and just try to stay healthy. I think when the NCAA decided they're going to have a basketball season, they worked backwards. They started with the NCAA tournament and worked backwards and just going to try to figure out a way the best they can to keep everybody healthy and play enough games to have an NCAA tournament. So, you know, it's one of those things where as an athlete, you sacrifice all the time anyway. As a coach, you sacrifice all the time anyway. And you got to continue to do that, follow the protocol, do whatever it takes to stay healthy. And see what happens. But I haven't looked into it as much. I saw they announced that last week. I'm sure they'll talk about it and do a lot of things to get ready for it as the year goes on. But the main thing is that everybody just stays healthy and figures out a way to get to that time in March.
You're here with Mark Turgeon, head men's basketball coach, University of Maryland. A coach, I know you haven't tipped off already this year, but I love talking recruiting. Last year, you were super successful, and we really felt like you guys had a chance to make a long run in the NCAA tournament. You go out, you sign a top 20 recruiting class for next year, a couple of Baltimore guys, Julian Reese. I saw him play a lot. His sister Angel is now a freshman there with the women's team. Also, Ike Corners from Delaney, which now has a different name, I think Legacy Early or something. And another player, James Graham from Milwaukee. How much do you attribute last year's success in being able to go out and get a top 20 class like that so quickly?
There's no doubt about it. Our success over the last 5 or 6 years, we've been ranked almost every week. We've had one tough season. We had some injuries. But besides that, we've been a top, 20, top 15, top 10 team. So that helps. And, we were pleased with the class. It's unique. We knew it was an important class. So we were out recruiting a lot before COVID hit last year.
Yeah.
We're on a lot of those guys. We were trying to sign a 4-person class, but we're really, really pleased with the 3 we got. We had a great size and great length and great skill. And pieces that I think will fit into what we'll have coming back that following year and give us a chance to, I think be a top 10 team again, going into that season. So, we worked extremely hard. It was a lot of Zoom calls, a lot of phone calls. And just, as you guys know, day to day, you just try to figure it out. And that's the way recruiting was, during that whole stretch there. But we feel great about it and that's where we are right now. Who knows what late signing is going to bring on, but we really feel good about the 3 that we got early.
Hey, Coach, I was really excited when Charles signed on, 7-2 and all that. He's battled stress fractures. Is he completely healthy now?
Yeah, he's really, really close. So his left leg is 100%, doing great. His right leg, every once in a while has a slight pain to the touch, but that eventually is going to go away. So we feel great about the surgery and what the doctors did and what we were able to do for Chol. He had 3 years where he didn't play basketball, basically. He played last year, but he didn't really play, practiced some, played some. Once again, COVID hurt him because we didn't have the spring and summer and really the fall with him. But he gets better every day. He's moving better. He's reacting better. He's blocking more shots in practice. He's doing a lot of good things. Is he where he's going to be? No. I think he's probably still a few months away from being where he's, just reacting quickly and blocking shots and getting rebounds and feeling more comfortable as a player. But he's definitely better than he was last year. He's ready to help us. He's doing a lot of, really nice things in practice. And, he's a great kid, so you're kind of rooting for him. You hope it all works out well.
Coach, how good is the Big Ten going to be this year? Some are saying it's the toughest conference in the nation right now.
Well, I think top to bottom it is. It was really a good league last year. Obviously, we were going to get probably 10 teams in. I think we have I don't even look, to be honest with you guys, but everybody's back. You looked at the NBA draft. We were the only one that had someone in the first round, and because everybody stayed. And, we have, I think, 4 or 5 teams that are good enough to get to a Final Four. And it's going to be a fight. There's no doubt about it each and every night. And that's good stuff. You got a chance to play really good teams every night. And if you got a chance to play good teams, you got a chance to beat good teams. If you beat good teams, you got a chance to be in the NCAA tournament. So we look at it as a positive. And, if you look over the history of the Big Ten since 2010 and you number of NCAA teams, number of NCAA wins, number of Final Fours, everything but national championships, the Big Ten has been the best basketball league in the country, right along the ACC. So it's a terrific league. It continues to recruit well. We got great, great coaches and great players. So It's fun to be a part of. It really challenges you each and every night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.